So I was just reading a book about how our early ancestors split off from the chimpanzees in Africa millions of years ago. They abandoned the safe, familiar, comfortable trees, our ancestors, to go live on the ground, out in the open grass. Much more dangerous and scary because, for instance, lions. So there you go. Facing and embracing our fear was what made us human in the first place. But now, 5 million years later, it is harder to know exactly what we should and shouldn't be afraid of. During the Cold War, one of the scariest moments in our history, I was a little kid in Omaha. We lived not far from the Strategic Air Command headquarters, the center of the U.S. nuclear missile system. We couldn't see the B-52s, but we knew they were there. And we knew that if World War III broke out, we were definite collateral damage.
This is General Curtis LeMay. Bombers, stand by. I cannot allow the communists to sap and impurify all our precious bodily fluids.
Now, actually, that's a line from Dr. Strangelove. But the real General LeMay, the head of the Air Force back then, actually did say,
if I see that the Russians are amassing their planes for an attack, I'm going to knock the shit out of them before they take off the ground.
And also,
it doesn't bother me so much to be killing the so-called innocent bystanders.
Now, that's a laugh line. The Cuban Missile Crisis brought us to the brink in 1962. But did being incinerated by a Soviet nuke keep me up at night? Nah, what freaked me out in 1962 was another invasion. I saw it on the Twilight Zone. The Kanamits, they're these aliens who come to Earth. They say they're here to help us, to serve mankind, which sounds nice. So we lay down our weapons, we get on their spaceships to visit their wonderful planet. The episode was called To Serve Man. So you know where this is going, right?
Kurt! To Serve Man! It's a cookbook! It's a cookbook!
Turns out we taste like chicken. No kidding, though. Night after night for years after that, I was terrified of seeing one of these Kanamits' faces outside my window at night. The real dangers in the world are sometimes so frightening you can't really function if you're angsting about them. And it proves that in the years since we've left the trees, we've evolved all kinds of ways of not being afraid of the lions. 20 years on, I was a grown-up, a young man in New York in the 1980s. It was so exciting. My chance of being murdered was 5 times what it is today. Rationally, I should have stayed in the bedroom the whole time. Instead, I moved to a more dangerous neighborhood because it was cooler. What really gave me the willies back then, though, filled me with absolute dread. I was supposed to be a journalist, but I could not bring myself to pick up the phone and call people I didn't know.
Who is it?
I don't know. Caller ID hasn't been invented yet.
Hello?
Hi, my name's Kurt Anderson. I'm writing an article for Time Magazine about how...
Wait! I don't know you. Never call me again. Never call anyone you don't know again.
It never came to that, but phoning strangers is still something I avoid if I can. So, fast forward to last year, when I came across something really worth worrying about. It started with a weird pain in my lower back. Then an MRI and a mysterious small mass, quote unquote. We all know something like this is probably going to happen someday. We just hope it's not, you know, today. Face to face with mortality, I immediately started canceling appointments left and right.
Meeting tomorrow to plan a meeting next week?
Nope.
Fundraising gala?
Nope. Cancel.
Moderated debate on the future of...
Nope.
All right.
At the hospital, I had procedures that... Well, I'll spare you the details. But I had a camera threaded up my penis into my bladder and kidney. Okay, I didn't spare you the details, but I spared you the slide. Anyhow, waiting for the results... No. More like... The waiting was even worse.
Mr. Anderson?
That's me.
The doctor will see you now.
Mr. Anderson, it turns out we didn't need to stick that camera up there after all.
What?
That small mass. Not cancer, just a little pimple, really. Ignore it.
Wow. I wasn't dying.
Well, not right away.
So what did I do? Went on vacation, where I almost got myself killed. I was with my family deep in the jungles of Guatemala, an hour by motorboat from the nearest little town. On our last night, in the dark, I stepped barefoot on a live, red-hot electrical wire. Except, no, I was in the jungle without electricity. It was a scorpion. It bit me. My wife stamped on it.
Got it.
And then she took a picture of it.
Cool.
That is it right there, the actual one that stung me. And as I felt the venom going up my leg and my tongue and my lips going numb, we did the unthinkable. Turned on data roaming.
Let's see, there's scorpionsting.com, igotstungbyascorpion.blogspot.com, hot single scorpions.
Just go to WebMD.
A scorpion sting can result in seizure, respiratory, cardiac, and nervous failure, paralysis, coma, and death.
But this looks like a Guatemalan Highlands scorpion.
Their sting is painful, but rarely fatal.
Rarely?
To relieve the pain, try urinating on the bite.
Honey?
Or you could take a Benadryl.
Benadryl! Great idea.
Again, I had lucked out. I did not die. The next day, I felt pretty much fine. Once you go through a scare, it is surprisingly easy to go back to feeling not invulnerable, but intensely unworried. And maybe that's not a bad way to go through life. So, 4 years ago, I took my first flying lesson over Long Island. It was a birthday gift for my daughters in this little four-seater plane. That's me on the right. And on my first lesson, there I was piloting this thing over the Atlantic Ocean. The view was breathtaking. The whole experience was completely exhilarating. Was I scared? What's the point in that? Ladies and gentlemen, the Studio 360 players, please give a gigantic hand to Jenny Egan, Hurry Kondabolu, Andrew Bird, and Tift Merritt.